AIDS partners in the struggle to eliminate HIV/AIDS by 2030 have called for revived efforts towards the national and global vision by intensifying approaches like zero stigma, tests and treatment, among others. This as the country reports new infections at 37,000, of which 11,000 are adolescents and young women, but also cases of mother-child transmissions reported at 4,700 to date, despite decline of the national HIV/AIDS prevalence at 4.9%. The Director of Partnerships of the Uganda AIDS Commission, Tom Eti, indicates that it's critical to mobilize women in the struggle as a measure to reverse the statistics. This during a media briefing on the International Candlelight Memorial Day in 2026 by the National Forum for People Living with HIV/AIDS Network Uganda.
Women being a critical litmus group that we need to work with them to mobilize all the persons in this country. If you mobilize a woman, you're also mobilizing a man with the information. So ending AIDS, ensuring that we have total elimination, children born with actual HIV is very important, working actually with women. So that's why we are ensuring that from the grassroots level up to the national level, we bring actually women on board. And that's why having this strategy is actually very critical.